This is the Friday Morning Zine. Good morning. I'm Jeff Pope. Emergency medical services are critical in rural communities where the closest emergency room can be many miles away from an accident. Our guest this morning to talk about those challenges in rural southeast Utah are Linda Larson and Tammy Gallegos. Linda Larson is the Director of Emergency Services, and Tammy Gallegos is the Assistant Emergency Manager for Emergency Services in southeast Utah. Welcome, and thanks for coming in today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Where are you two based? San Juan County is gigantic, and so where they put the EMS offices matters. Where are your offices?
In Monticello, right. In the old courthouse.
Right in the old courthouse. Okay. When we think about San Juan County, Utah, and the idea of applying emergency services, let's first maybe just delve into how many calls you guys make a year?
Throughout the county, we roughly do around 750 to 800 calls a year. That's with the whole county.
Mm-hmm. So basically two a day.
Yes.
At least. And how big is your crew? Does that include fire, or is this just emergency, sort of medical emergency, or the whole thing?
We are not partnered with fire. We're totally EMS-based, and we have San Juan County has three ambulance stations, one in Monticello, one in Blanding, and one in Bluff, and we have around 50 volunteers that run with us, but that doesn't mean that we have 50 at any given time. So,
and how big is the staff for San Juan Medical EMS?
So we have about 50 volunteers, and then there's four full-time people that run on the ambulance.
If you've just joined us, this is the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and speaking with Linda Larson and Tammy Gallegos. They're with San Juan County, Utah Emergency Medical Services. When we think about San Juan County, I think it's easy to just say, oh, San Juan County, Utah, and it's just like any other county. And maybe it is, you know, in the rural west, but it's huge. Really, when you look at it on a map, it looks kind of small compared to other counties. But if you place it over New England, it's pretty much the size of Rhode Island and New Hampshire, or Rhode Island and Connecticut, and maybe a little bit bigger. How do you guys think about that when you are thinking about making a call in the Spanish Valley all the way up near Moab or Monument Valley, all the way down or Navajo Mountain, you know, even further? Tammy, you want to jump in there?
We have had emergencies in the past out at Navajo Mountain where they've ran out of water, and the county has had to take water in for several weeks. It's happened one time. It was about 3 years in a row we were hauling water out there, and it taxes your resources. It's a four-hour drive to get to Navajo Mountain from Monticello. To go from Spanish Valley to Navajo Mountain would take you probably about a five-hour drive one way.
And that's with a staff of four and volunteers of 50. You just mentioned hauling water. Mm-hmm. That would not have occurred to me as a service from Emergency Medical Services. So maybe you could, Tammy, outline some of the services you provide beyond the sort of, we think of like, well, I'm having a heart attack, or there's somebody who's hurt. What are the other things you guys do?
Linda oversees the emergency medical services, and our office also oversees the emergency management. So if there's wildfire or flood or drought, or like at Navajo Mountain, the water emergencies, we will step in and take care of those emergencies and see what we can do to help the people out in our county.
To your memory, how many trips was that the last time you went? How many gallons of water did you have to haul to get them through the dry stretch?
A lot.
A lot of water. It happened. There was one year they had the fire, and they had to take the water out. And then it rained and took out their pipeline, so we had to haul water until they got the pipeline fixed. And the pipelines was built back in like the 60s, so it's an old pipeline that feeds the water system at Navajo Mountain, and it was daily for about 3 weeks. They hauled water for that community.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and we're talking about emergency management and emergency services in Southeast Utah. My guests this morning are Tammy Gallegos, who's the Assistant Emergency Manager, and Linda Larson, who's the Director of Emergency Services for San Juan County, Utah. 5 hours from one end of the county to the other, you have three ambulance stations. Tell me about how you pull off the coordination of the volunteers and two calls a day to get, you know, this huge stretch of area. Who are your partners, and how do you make that happen, Tammy or Linda?
You know, we have great volunteers in San Juan County. They do a great job, and you talk about having two calls a day on average. That's an average. We could go a week without a call, or we could have five calls in one day. And our volunteers usually have jobs during the day, and so having to leave, I mean, being on call, they have to leave their job where they get paid really good money to come out and serve the citizens of their community, which is great. We have great partners. We partner with Grand County EMS, and they help cover Spanish Valley because it would be over an hour for us to help service those people up there. So Grand County is gracious enough to cover that area for us. We also partner with UNHS, and they help cover the ambulance services in the Montezuma Creek area and Monument Valley, and we're hoping to partner more with them to get more services out to Navajo Mountain so that we are serving all of the people of our county.
What are the services that sort of on the Navajo Mountain thing that you'd want to partner and provide that aren't being provided today?
We would like to have an ambulance station in Navajo Mountain so that they're not having to wait 40 minutes to an hour for an ambulance to come. Sometimes they have to wait for a helicopter when it's really critical. And we'd like to have services there for them immediate, just like everybody else gets provided that service in San Juan County.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. We're going to take a short break. I'm Jeff Pope, and we're talking about emergency services and emergency management in Southeast Utah and the complications and rewards around that. Our guests this morning are Linda Larson, who's the Manager of Emergency Services for San Juan County, Utah, and Tammy Gallegos, who's the Assistant Emergency Manager. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. This is the Morning Zine. It's the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, and we're talking about emergency services and emergency management in Southeast Utah, in San Juan County, Utah. My guests this morning are Tammy Gallegos, who's the Assistant Emergency Manager for San Juan County, Utah, and Linda Larson, who is the Director of Emergency Services for San Juan County Emergency Services. Tomorrow in Blanding, you will be doing a meet and greet 9 a.m., right, to tell people who you are and what you do?
Yeah, we're having a health fair tomorrow from 9 to 1, and the ambulance service will be there along with emergency management so that people can come and see us, and maybe we can get some interest in more people volunteering. Plus, there's lots of other stuff going on, lots of other people being at the health fair as well to give out information on just being a more healthier person.
The healthier people also reduces the number of calls you make, am I right?
Exactly.
So you have a definite interest there. How many more volunteers could you use?
We could use a lot of volunteers. We have people come and go all the time. One of the things that we have a problem with is we teach young people to run on the ambulance, and they fulfill their commitment, and then they move on to bigger and better things. And so our turnover rate in San Juan County is huge. And we teach people, and then we give them to somebody else to be somebody bigger and better.
Yeah, that's so the time you spend, it's probably not to be underestimated how much time you guys spend on the learning and the growing up young people. What do you think per week that it takes to manage your volunteers?
Well, we have to continually train, and things change every day in EMS on the things that we have to learn. And we spend a lot of time. We pride ourselves in San Juan County in being the best EMS we can. We train a lot. We work a lot with our hospitals. I wouldn't even be able to put a time limit on that. It's just a lot of time that we spend vested in making sure that we are the best that we can be for our community.
Did either of you start as volunteers?
Yes, I ran for Linda the first year I started with San Juan County. I ran as a volunteer EMT.
What was the most rewarding thing about that?
Being able to help somebody when they needed help the most. What was the best thing?
Yeah. Do you have a memory of a call that you made that really said, oh, man, this is...
Several.
Can you share one?
Just there was an accident we went on, and I had a patient that I was with the whole time, and just being able to stay with her the whole time and be with her when she needed help, that was great. It's very rewarding.
So people can find out more about those opportunities tomorrow at 9 a.m. At the health fair.
And we'd love to have them come.
When you think about your giant landmass that you serve, limited partners and a dedicated core of volunteers, what's your biggest fear when it comes to it's something that could happen on a daily basis?
My biggest fear is that we're not going to have enough staff to take care of the people that we need to and not have the resources to do that. There are certain days during the week or during the day that we're really short-numbered, and it really scares me a lot that we're going to have something big and we're not going to be able to pull everybody together to be able to provide the service that needs to be for our citizens.
So on a daily basis, you're sort of almost nervous and vibing, and when you see the volunteer corps go down because you know people are committed to something, your stress level's up, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Tammy?
I think part of our stress level is we all wear so many different hats. So you may have a volunteer EMT that's also on fire or rescue, and they also may be in our office doing something else as well. So they're wearing four or five different hats. And when you tax the resources with a large incident, you really run out of those resources quickly.
That's the fear side. What's the reward side for you guys?
The reward side is I work with the best people there are. I have the best volunteers. I'm the luckiest supervisor there is. The people who run on my ambulance are dedicated to taking care of the citizens in San Juan County. They love to do it, and they generally just want to help, and they definitely do not do it for the money. They do it for helping the people in their community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to agree. You know, we've got a great county. We have great staff. We have a lot of fun doing what we do, and it's rewarding.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, I mean, you know, this is all very serious conversation, but tell me about the fun.
You got to have fun at work. You got to have time to joke, especially when you're dealing with something serious or something that's really happened and it's taxed you. You've got to let loose a little bit and have some fun.
So fire season is here.
Fire season is here.
And just to turn the page, and I think the message, we can't say it enough, wildfire season is so important. And off air, we were talking, Linda, ahead of time, how Northern Colorado's got so much water. The Wasatch is in great, great shape. But here in Southwest Colorado and Southeast Utah, we look up at those mountains and they're pretty dry. So in terms of listeners, especially in around the region, what would you want to tell them, Tam?
Be careful with your fires. Pay attention to your wind conditions. We do have the state forest trailer down at the health fair tomorrow that will give you some guidance on defensible space around your property. Make sure you've got that defensible space.
As you drive around, do you have the sense that defensible space is at the top of people's minds? Or do you think there's work to do in Southeast Utah?
There's a lot of work to do in Southeast Utah. Get your defensible space in.
So you almost have like this radar where you drive around and go, that one's in trouble, that one, nodding your head.
You do. You just look and it needs defensible space.
Okay. So the health fair tomorrow, it will be about health, of course, but the emergency management side as well. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you both for being here today and for joining us here on the Zine. Where can people get in touch with you in your office to learn more about volunteering? Is it online or phone numbers?
We do. We have a website, sanjuancounty.org. All of our contact information is on there. We also have a Facebook page, San Juan County EMS, San Juan County Emergency Management. And we'd love it if you would give us a call or like our Facebook page and so that we can get information out to you.
Okay. That's Linda Larson. She's the Director of Emergency Services in San Juan County, Utah. And Tammy Gallegos, who's the Assistant Emergency Manager, has been here as well. And I want to thank you both for taking the time to come in and to educate the audience. Thanks.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
This has been the Friday Morning Zine, produced by Jeff Pope, Mark Dugan, and Tom Yoder.